Yes, Roger, that's affirmative. The N9IAA, I think you're referring to, it is all back up and running and connected to All-Star as well. Its node number is 446. Wait, is it 444655, I think. You can look it up. If you go to allstarlink.org, it'll tell you the All-Star number and then search for N9IAA. It would tell you the All-Star number. Now, to be clear, you cannot connect, no nodes can connect to the W9LY from their side. In order to connect the W9LY to other nodes, you have to go directly in to the W9LY and dial *3 followed by the node number, and then remember to dial *1 followed by the node number when you're done. But yeah, we had quite a net last night on the Valpo 700. It's not good because every time that N9IAA keys up, it desenses the receive on the Valpo 700. So anybody outside of the Porter County, basically anybody outside of Porter County, they sounded terrible every time. And it's because a few guys were on the N9AA chatting away while we were trying to run the unnecessary necessities net last night. Well, while Dave was trying to run it, trying to listen. Been playing with that QMX Plus QRP rig. It's got a lot of quirks, man. It's got a lot of you just got to do this. It's going to take a little while to really figure that thing out. I don't think I can run it completely remotely. Not like I did my 991, but I made contacts all around United. I put my 9-to-1 random wire, NFED random wire, up as a flat topper, running northeast, southwest. So we're going to see how the communication works for that. Over to you there, Craig.